Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production and a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Timothy Holcomb.
And good morning. This is Focus on the Upstate. I'm your host, Timothy Holcomb. And this week, I have the pleasure to talk to Skeeks Cooper and James Stevens, director of the Downtown Airport, KGMU. On today's show, we will talk about the impact of aviation on area business, revenue, and education for the upstate. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing fine. This is Skeeks Cooper, South Carolina Aeronautics Commissioner. Good to be with you today, Mr. Tim.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you guys on. So my understanding, there's upcoming South Carolina Aviation Week. Tell me about that a little bit.
So Skeeks will add to this, but South Carolina Aviation Week is a recognition of what aviation brings to South Carolina. We do this recognition once a year. This year it happens to be in April, and the governor proclaims it to be South Carolina Aviation Week. So we get to celebrate what we love in 2 weeks in South Carolina Aviation Week. That's April 23rd through April 29th, 2023.
So what kind of impact does this have on the state?
In the state of South Carolina, we did a study back in 17. The airports, the 58 public use airports we have in our great state, has over a $17 billion economic impact on our state, out of which the upstate, which we're here in Greenville, South Carolina, it has over a $68 million annually impact on the local economy.
And when he says Greenville, he's talking specifically about the Greenville Downtown Airport.
Yes, one airport.
Okay. Greenville-Spartanburg contributes as well, huge contributor, as is the Donaldson Center or South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center. Both of those airports are local, and they contribute as well to the local economy.
Aviation has a huge impact on the state's economy through commerce and through transportation. We have a lot of automotive manufacturers here. If you're in the automotive manufacturing, sometime or another, you're going to have some parts flown to their destination to keep up with the demand. And not just automotive, but with us having the 58 airports in the state, it makes it very convenient for the businesses to go to their local airport and drop off a package and keep the customers throughout the world satisfied through product. Not only that, is all of our airports, we can always start here and go anywhere in the world we'd like to go out of the state of South Carolina. Local flights take us to bigger cities, take us all over the world. And even the general aviation airports, the smaller airports, as a lot of people may recognize them, a lot of those, if a business person has a trip to do and the commercial is not really fits into their time schedule, they can go to one of the local airports, charter a flight, and take them very close to their destination.
So now, when obviously this is a complicated aspect of financials, like what about the airport funding and grants? Like, how does that process work?
Okay, the airport funding is done through numerous funding agencies, you might say. They're all owned by their own city or county, and they put up, if they qualify, they put up for a 5% on most projects going on at the airport, just like Greenville Downtown here, where Mr. James is at. Greenville Downtown Airport would have to come up with 5% for a big project. The state will match that with another 5%. Then the federal government will match that with 90%. So for every nickel the state puts in, the local puts in a nickel, then the federal government puts in 18 nickels. And I ask everybody, how many nickels you got? And all of our, and our money comes through tax revenue generated by aviation. We have airline property taxes we collect money off of, and we have fuel tax that we collect money off of. In other words, when Mr. James sells fuel at Greenville Downtown Airport, then there is a percentage of that is put into an account with the aeronautics in Columbia there, and then we take and combine that with all the others, and then we can divide it up and disperse it to the airports to help them grow. We've got three different avenues of grants that we do. We help airports with constructions and so forth. We help them with maintenance. And one thing that is really exciting is we help with education grants. We do education grants because we're all getting a little bit older, and we need to get younger people interested in the industry that we love and enjoy so much.
Skeets, can I jump in right quick?
Jump
so
in there.
To bring it a little closer to home, here in Greenville, the Children's Museum of the Upstate is a recipient of the state grants that for aviation education. They have a program that they're getting ready to stand up, a new exhibit, actually, for aviation.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I think that that's supposed to open in 2024, if I remember correctly.
That sounds
Greenville
about
right. Tech Charter High School is a recipient of one of the aviation education grants. There's several others across the state that have taken advantage of that opportunity. So one of the things that we want to make sure we communicate to our teachers and otherwise is if you have an aviation program that you're interested in doing and would like to stand that up in your local elementary, middle, or high school, I would recommend talking to the Aeronautics Commission and ask them about that education grant program, because it's a great way to introduce kids to aviation through a particular means. At the Greenville Downtown Airport, one of the ways we do it is through our park system. We have the runway park and the runway cafe. And for us, that is a great introductory to aviation for families that visit our airport. That, too, was a recipient of an education grant from the Aeronautics Commission. Years ago, the Greenville Downtown Airport chose to put educational signs out there, and they did that through the education grants available from the state.
When growing, you got to teach the youth, got to get them involved, got to get them in. You have to teach the next generation that's coming up.
Yeah, the Aeronautics Commission has done a really good job promoting aviation education opportunities. So one of the things that they like to do is when they consider an education opportunity, what sector of childhood is it going to hit? Mm-hmm. So is it going to hit kindergarten, elementary, middle, or high? And what is ideal is to capture the attention of a youngster when they're little.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out to the park. Let them see and play next to aircraft that operate into and out of that runway every day. That captures their attention. Then when they go into middle school, they think, hey, maybe I ought to do some of these math classes or science classes because mm-hmm. I want to be an aerospace engineer, or I want to be a pilot. I want to be a mechanic. So then you start to introduce them through educational programs at the school districts where the schools are saying, hey, we can create a pathway for a kid to go from the playground to the workforce. And within the upstate of South Carolina, we've got a lot to offer in aviation and aerospace workforce. We've got anything from aerospace engineers to aircraft mechanics, pilots, line service technicians, that's people that provide fueling services to aircraft that come and go from airports. There's a myriad of jobs at airports that kids can take advantage of if they love aviation.
Moving on to airport growth as well, like where are you guys at that currently, and where do you guys see projected-wise? Or maybe
sure.
You are where you want to be. Like,
sure.
Where exactly
so
we're
definitely not where we want to be. There's
gotcha.
Always room for improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Skeets can talk about the statewide perspective, but I can bring it in a little closer again to Greenville. The Greenville Downtown Airport is the busiest general aviation airport in the state. There's no other airport that has the number of operations that we have. In fact, we're the third busiest airport overall in the state, only behind Charleston and Myrtle Beach. We're also the largest based aircraft airport in the state. We've got 215 airplanes based at Greenville Downtown Airport. Part of what it takes to sustain that type of base customer is to have facilities and infrastructure that can meet the needs of the frequency of flights. So we have some airport growth planned for our runway, a runway extension and a runway shift. that we're working on right now. We've got some safety improvements that we're working on, and we've got hangar development areas that we're working on. So where can we store and house more airplanes at the Greenville Downtown Airport? One of the things that relates to upstate aviation, and Skeets can talk about this because he's from Pickens, is every airport's different. We're all unique in our own way. Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport is obviously commercial service, heavy air cargo. Greenville Downtown is more of your corporate and your business and your flight training facility than the Donaldson Center or South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center. Those guys are primarily industrial, so they have Lockheed and Stevens Aviation. So each of us has a unique perspective and service area that we do to the industry. Pickens County Airport's brought a lot to Pickens County as well from those that have the wherewithal to fly into and go to their mountain homes, and whether they're, those homes are in northern Pickens County or even in North Carolina. That's what's nice about general aviation. It gets you to the closest point on the ground to your final destination.
Yeah, gets you closer to a destination. We've got a lot of rural communities in the state that just like, well, one place that I think about is one of the airports in my district is Greenwood, South Carolina. To get a commercial flight from Greenwood, you've got to drive either to Greenville-Spartanburg or you got to drive to Columbia, which is about an hour and a half, where you can go right in your community right there at the Greenwood Airport and get on an airplane and travel.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like James said, you know, Greenville Downtown Airport is real busy, and we have other airports that stays busy in their own way, you know, in Pickens, Oconee, and Anderson County. They deal a lot with people coming in with their second homes in the upstate of South Carolina and in the southern part, even in the tip of North Carolina. A lot of traffic comes in. When traffic comes in on an airplane, they're bringing economic development and economic impact by means of money to that local economy. And as a state, Mr. James spoke about Greenville is wanting to grow. We're all wanting to grow. We try to encourage growth at each community, because the community has got to be behind the airport for it to prosper and for it to grow. And that's what we're there as the Aeronautics Commission to do, is to support them in the growth that they want and encourage them, because sometimes growth is discouraging. You're always wanting to grow faster sometimes than you can, and when you're not doing that, it's mm-hmm. discouraging. And we try to help encourage them also in that means by the support, whether it be advice or monetary.
We're running a little short on time right now, but so I want to get this in. So how can exactly the people there, the listeners that say, hey, this is a great thing, I want to support this, how can they do that? How can they support you guys?
So I'll start local and then let Skeets go to the state perspective. So locally, we do a number of things at Greenville Downtown Airport to promote aviation and to celebrate South Carolina Aviation Week. In fact, this year, one of the things that we're doing is we're partnering with Greenville County School Districts, specifically their four career centers. The career centers are picking one young man, one young lady from each of those schools, so eight kids that are going to come to the Greenville Downtown Airport during Aviation Week, and they're going to take a flight with one of our seven flight schools. So we're looking forward to that, because that's another way that we as an airport can partner with our based customers, our flight schools, to partner with them to reach the next generation and to introduce those kids to aviation. So we're doing that. We always look for volunteers to come to our airport, help us with tours, do engagement with students that way. We also have our runway 5K coming up. Our annual runway run is always on Memorial Day weekend. So our Take Flight 5K is coming up in May. So we're looking forward to that. And those are things that the opportunities we have to engage our local community in aviation.
And that follows suit with most all of your airports. If they don't have something advertised and you're interested in aviation, go to your local airport and talk to them. Get some information. There's usually pilots around about every airport that would love to share their love of aviation with other people. And I would like to mention this before we run out of time about there's a lot of events going on during Aviation Week in the state, but we have some key events that that I would like to mention. Concert on the Runway is happening on the 22nd. That is Columbia Metropolitan Airport. Senior Flight Day at Fairfield County Airport on the 24th. There's a press conference with Governor McMaster at the Metropolitan Airport in Columbia on the 25th. Aviation Career Signing Day at Owens Field in Columbia. That's on the 26th. Having a ribbon cutting ceremony for some work they've done at Beaufort Executive Airport on the 27th, and then a press conference about a new terminal gate expansion at the Myrtle Beach International Airport. And there's things going on at a lot of other airports, so I would suggest get in touch with your local airport and find out, or look on the web. Mr. James's information is on the Greenville, the GMU website. Mine is in the South Carolina Aviation Aeronautics Commission's website.
And we can't forget the South Carolina Aviation Association, South which Carolina. Is SCAA yes. online. All of these events are showcased there.
Yes, yes. Please join. Please look at SCAA online. And if you'd like to get a newsletter, they would love for you to join. And you can keep up with all the events year-round in the state of South Carolina.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a great event, a great organization as well. And I wish you guys nothing but the best. And I hope for great success for you guys in the future, okay?
Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming in. Well, this has been Focus on the Upstate. I'm Timothy Holcomb. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Timothy Holcomb. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email timothy.holcomb@entercom.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.